Well, here's something you won't hear every day. By 2030, you'll only be able to buy electric vehicles from Rolls-Royce. It's the Business News Headlines for Wednesday, the 29th day of September. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Dollar Tree just announced a shift in pricing. Oil is back in the news. Investors are starting to smell a longer period of high inflation. Hey, by the way, it is National Coffee Day. Did you get yours? We've got the Wall Street Report, and weed is taking the place of drinks after work. We're not making that up. For the interview, you'll learn more about refugees, immigration, and the link to business with Kerry Truefunk from the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. And yeah, it is Wednesday, coffee day, if you will, for Insight on Business, the News Headlines. And I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks so much for being with us. Want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that after you have your coffee, that is, at IOB_NewsHour. Well, even the ultra-luxury vehicles are going all in on electric. Reuters is reporting that Rolls-Royce will produce only electric cars by 2030. The luxury car maker is joining other premium brands making the switch, like Volkswagen's Bentley and Jaguar's Land Rover. The BMW-owned brand said in a statement that its first fully electric-powered car, named Spectre, will be on the market in the fourth quarter of 2023, with testing to begin soon. In other words, after 2030, the company will no longer make or sell internal combustion vehicles. The Jaguar brand of Land Rover will go all electric by 2025, Volkswagen's luxury unit Bentley Motors by 2030, and Mercedes-Benz maker Daimler by the same year if market conditions allow. Well, we go from luxury vehicles to dollar stores. Hey, we're here for everybody. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Dollar Tree has announced new price changes for its original Dollar Tree stores. According to the announcement, the company will begin testing additional price points above a buck in selected legacy Dollar Tree stores. Now, the company did not indicate exactly which products would be more than $1 in price or which specific Dollar Tree stores will be introducing these higher-priced items, but according to the Journal, more than 100 legacy stores will carry the more expensive products. So why is all this going on? The simple answer is the company needs to find a way to cover increased costs in freight and in wages. The new higher pricing will also allow Dollar Tree to carry more items than they currently have in stock. The company plans to have 500 Dollar Tree Plus stores in the U.S. by the end of the 2021 fiscal year. Another 1,500 stores are planned for the next fiscal year. And overall, the plan is to have 5,000 Dollar Tree Plus stores by the end of the 2024 fiscal year. Lots of places to go spend your money. Another day for another oil story. With winter ahead and a gas crunch in Europe, the demand for more oil appears promising. But demand destruction could be right around the corner as prices climb higher. So the first question might be, what the heck is demand destruction? Well, that's when there's a permanent downward shift in the direction of lower demand for oil, and it's brought on by a prolonged period of high prices or constrained supply. CNBC is reporting that Morgan Stanley believes this will kick in when Brent crude reaches $80 a barrel. Morgan Stanley foresees global oil supply getting tighter, citing an average of, get this, 3 million barrels of crude oil per day of inventory draws in the past month, compared to 1.9 million barrels per day drawn in the preceding months of this year. The draws, says Morgan Stanley, indicate the market is more undersupplied than previously thought. Two words, you've heard them before. Stay tuned. it would seem that investors are sniffing the air and coming to the conclusion that higher inflation numbers will be here longer than the Fed estimates. MarketWatch is reporting that whether it's the image of cargoes piling up at California ports, record energy prices in Europe, China's electricity curb, or crude oil settling at records not seen since 2018, are waking many folks up to the idea of price gains that will last much longer than the Federal Reserve policymakers have let on. Currently, the five-year inflation rates are at 2.5%, but there is some rethinking going on given Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's comments that some supply-side bottlenecks have gotten worse and high inflation could last early into next year. There's also some uncertainty about whether Powell will serve another term. Just this week, Senator Elizabeth Warren said she was not in favor of another Powell term as the Fed chair. All of that leads folks to think it's going to be tough for the Fed to hold to their idea of a transient level of inflation. Hey, just a heads up, today is still National Coffee Day, and coffee shops all over the country are celebrating with you. Coffee shops, restaurants, convenience stores, and coffee brands are dishing up deals and giving away free coffee all day. And coming up, there is a lesser-known coffee festival with International Coffee Day, which is on October 1st, and Friday is also Pumpkin Spice Day. Check out Starbucks, McDonald's, Dunkin', and even other local caffeine hangouts. And hey, bottoms up. Stocks closed mixed today as the markets pared their gains. The Dow, that was up by over 230 points at midday, fell in the final hour to close up just 90 points at 34,390. The NASDAQ shed 34 points after being above the flat line for most of the day. The tech-heavy index closed at 14,512. The S&P 500 was able to hold on to a gain of 6 points, closing at 4359. Investors started the day by buying on the dip, but that soon evaporated as the session wore on. You can blame it on supply chain, inflation, and COVID. And finally, there is this. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that pot is taking over the trend of drinks after work. Now, no more let's meet at the bar, as some are trying to, well, hang on to a joint instead where it's legal. The Journal reports the growing legalization of cannabis is bringing weed into the workplace, with employees discussing their pot habits in the office, and some companies are even using weed in team building and socializing events. We're not making this up. Amazon is among the firms that have eased up on drug testing requirements due to its greater openness of the drug, which has raised new issues of whether it's okay to reference marijuana in a job interview or get stoned with a client. So many changes. All right, stay with us, because coming up for the interview, you'll meet Kerry True Funk from the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants. We're talking about what they do, how they do it, and why businesses are important to the effort. Kerry True Funk, coming up next here